Aloha and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Over two decades, Kapolei has been called Oahu's second city. The reality for most of that time has been more of a Honolulu bedroom community. In recent years, government and commercial sectors have added to the city mix, and plans to add a variety of hotels in the coming years could continue to bring Kapolei toward true second city status. The James Campbell Company, Kapolei Properties Division, is responsible for the city of Kapolei's growth. Steve Kelly is Vice President of Development for the James Campbell Company, and he joins us in our studio today. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
We've long talked about Kapolei as being the second city, and then sometimes there would be a chuckle that would follow that, like, okay, it's really full of lots of maybe great homes and more affordable homes, but not a true second city in the way that it perhaps had been envisioned. But in very recent times, we've seen the judiciary complex open up out there. Potentially the FBI complex will be there, possibly a VA. There are things that would be drawing it together in a very different way than we have in the past. Have we expected too much of Kapolei too fast?
I think it's more of a timing issue. We're only 25 years into the development of Kapolei, and cities just aren't built overnight. We had the first office buildings opened in Kapolei in 1993, and that's really not that long a time ago. So if you look at the corridor between Fort Weaver Road and really Ko'olina, to think about a lot of that wasn't there 25 years ago is pretty astounding, just to drive around and think about the villages of Kapolei and a lot of the residential development. And now, as you point out, the new up-and-coming commercial and job centers.
With the fact that there are hotels coming into the area that are varied. I mean, we're not just talking about all high-end resort, perhaps, but more limited service hotels, which usually follow people who are in business. They have to be there for business people to come in and stay for a while and then go back out again. That seems to say that the industrial park and other parts of Kapolei are very much the engines for the second city, is it?
Yeah, over the past 10 years, the commercial centers of the city of Kapolei proper, along with the Campbell Industrial Park and Kapolei Business Park, have really fulfilled this vision of a job center. We've now got 50,000 jobs in the area. And as you point out, the limited service hotel brands, Hampton Inn, Embassy Suites opening later this year, really follow those businesses out there to serve that business need, along with a local resident need, Neighbor Island visitors. You've also got the UH West Oahu campus growing and drawing in folks to those hotels from there.
Knowing that the growth is continuing out toward the west and seeing that there needs to be some lessons learned perhaps from what we've seen in Honolulu, what would you say those lessons are for you?
Well, Kapolei was master planned, so that differentiates it off the bat. We are taking a very systematic approach to job growth and to just the pattern of residential development. All development is guided by a master plan along with an urban design plan in Kapolei. So each project goes through a fairly rigorous design review process, and that ensures a consistency across the architecture, the look, the feel. Some would call it overly master plan, but we are trying to ensure that there's a consistency of feel and a high level of quality of development out there. On the more of the socioeconomic side, our mission, along with other organizations like the Kapolei Chamber of Commerce, is really to promote job creation and to get the economic engine going out there that has been promised for so long as a public policy mission.
What do you see those public policy inputs as being to get those jobs created?
I think there needs to be increased government attention out there in terms of continuing to locate services. We've got the county, Kapolei Hale, the state office building, the judiciary complex, the FBI complex, and the VA opening at the federal level. But there's no reason for state and county government not to continue to expand in Kapolei. You've got the bulk of city and county employees living out there. So why you wouldn't continue to locate jobs and services out there is a question.
For a long time, a lot of the housing was seen as being affordable, midline. You could get into a house for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. Prices have been slowly escalating, and also the feel of certain parts of Kapolei has also changed a bit. Will you see any time in the near future where captains of industry will see that that is a very attractive place to be, and not just see that is a place for their workers to be, and they'll still locate in East Honolulu.
Yeah, that's probably the next stage, the next evolution of things out there. There's still this perceptional divide of the CEOs, the business leaders in the community wanting to be in the East Honolulu area and close to their businesses in downtown Honolulu. We're starting to see some of that shift with the higher end hotels and residential development in Ko'olina. As you point out, there are pockets that are meeting that need as well up in Makakilo and other areas. By and large, though, the new affordable housing stock on the island still continues to be developed in Kapolei. The exceptions are some infill projects in Kaka'ako and in other areas of Honolulu. But new home tracts at the affordable levels and at the sub-median home price levels are still being built in Kapolei.
When you talk about sub-median, what are you talking about dollar-wise?
So I think the median home price on Oahu these days is $750, give or take, $1,000, so priced below that. So,
but for some of them, not very much below that when you look at what they've been selling for on average in the area.
So communities like Mehana, Ho'opili, who just had their first move-ins about 2 weeks ago, those are in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. You'll be challenged to find new housing product anywhere else on the island for that price.
So what do you think has to happen to make it a second city in the way that it might have been originally envisioned, with all of the strains of a city and not just, you know, that certain segment where it has been very much seen as that bedroom community? And in some ways, from what you've just said, still might be that way.
Short answer, time. It's really hard to engineer these things. It's really much more on the socioeconomic level. So as time goes by, as you start to see businesses relocate from Honolulu out there, it sort of builds upon itself. Our job projections show 60% job growth over the next 20 years. That's going to bring with it some of the folks that lead those businesses. And you know, again, 25 years into the development of Kapolei, that's not a really a long time. And so the next 25 years, we're pretty excited about.
Is there a project that you'd like to bring into the area that you've yet to be able to do that you think would enhance the fullness of Kapolei as a second city?
Again, we'd like to see more government out there. Right now, those are kind of just standalone facilities. To build a government campus, the state and the county both have the land to do it. So that's one area. We're focused on recruiting businesses to plant their flag out there, both through our company along with the Kapolei Chamber of Commerce, to really push the envelope in terms of what people are looking at in terms of locating their businesses out there.
Give me an example of the kind of business you'd love to see there.
It's really been mostly on the industrial, light industrial side. So we are seeing businesses being displaced out of Kapalama, Iwale, Mapunapuna, and heading out to Kapolei. I don't have a specific example in mind, but the single end user, probably in the medical field, who wants an office complex out in Kapolei, that seems to be ripe for the picking out there these days.
And maybe to attract a head of the community or captain of industry, too, that might make it a little more easy for those to move out there and not just see East Honolulu as the place where they should reside.
That's where the employees live, so there's no reason for the leaders to be out there, not to be out there as well.
All right, well, we'll see if that happens, and look forward to further growth in Kapolei. Thanks very much for the time today.
Thank you, Bethann.
Steve Kelly is Vice President of Development for the James Campbell Company. You're listening to The Conversation on statewide member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Coming up, the son of a king comes of age on the musical stage. But first, here's today's backyard quiz.